Congressional committees investigating former President Clinton's pardon of fugitive Mark Rich zeroed in on Rich's lawyer, Jack Quinn. A former counsel in the Clinton White House, Quinn is using an old Washington strategy to defend himself. He's getting help from the other side, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Jack Quinn's public grilling started last week at the committee chaired by Indiana Republican Congressman Dan Burton.
Mr. Quinn, you're recognized.
Chairman Burton, Representative Waxman, and distinguished members of the committee, thank you for this opportunity to provide information about the pardon of Mark Rich.
Behind Quinn sat his defense attorneys, the husband and wife team of Joseph DeGeneva and Victoria Tunsing. DeGeneva and Tunsing are prominent lawyers, Republican lawyers. During the Clinton sex scandal, they were regulars on the TV talk shows as antagonists of Mr. Quinn's boss, the president, Joseph DeGeneva.
I think Mr. Quinn hired us because we're quite good at what we do. We have represented Republicans and Democrats in both houses in various types of legal proceedings over the years. We happen to be members of the party, that is the Republican Party, which controls the House and the Senate. And so that was not an unwise factor, I would think, in making the selection of an attorney.
As DeGeneva sat with Quinn, he was facing Chairman Burton, who had also been his client. Burton hired DeGeneva 4 years ago when he was accused of shaking down a lobbyist. DeGeneva says the Justice Department officially closed the case last December. Quinn has other defense help, too. Investigator David Bossie is working with DeGeneva. Bossie wasn't at the hearing, but he's been at plenty of others. He used to run the Burton Committee's investigation of 1996 Democratic fundraising. The idea of hiring a lawyer from the other party is hardly a new one. As Tom Korologos, a longtime Republican lobbyist, puts it, there's a cadre of people with reputations for helping people who need help, and you go to those people time and time again. Last year, Republicans in Congress started asking why federal judge Norma Holloway Johnson assigned certain judges to cases involving Clinton administration officials. So she hired attorney Michael Madigan. He was the chief Republican counsel in the Senate's high-profile probe into the Democrats' 1996 fundraising. Going back to the early 90s, then-Congressman Joseph McDade of Pennsylvania was under investigation on bribery charges. He was a Republican in a Congress controlled by Democrats. He hired the former House counsel, Democrat Stanley Brand. Brand tends to favor a guns-blazing, confrontational approach to congressional hearings. But he says Quinn was smart to do it differently.
I think Jack Quinn made a calculation that he was better off in this kind of controversy with a softer approach. There was a sense that he needed something that was going to be perceived as less confrontational, since he himself, as a lobbyist, is likely to be before that forum on behalf of his clients.
Quinn's choice of defender says something else, too, about Washington. If he had gotten into trouble a few years ago, there weren't that many Republicans he could have turned to with connections on Capitol Hill. But now, the GOP has controlled Congress for 5 years. Republicans have been able to work on the Hill and then strike out on their own, looking for clients wherever they might find them. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.